This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you with the BlowTopSecret.com podcast on the continuing spiritual thread we have going. I'm still enjoying the conversation so far. And earlier, Benevolent Heretic started talking about we could discuss other subjects. And I thought I would bring something that I do into the discussion and see if we could take it somewhere for each of us. I have a little habit. It's called What I Believe. And I do it about once a year. I sit down and I take a personal stock in myself and my beliefs. I think this is important because as a spiritual anarchist, I don't follow any certain belief. You know, people can't tell me what I have to believe, and since they don't tell me what to believe, I have to know for myself what I do believe. And I sit down and I write it down and I update it about once a year. And I was thinking maybe some people in the conversation could also do the same, or at least share with us what it is that you do believe. I'm going to share mine with you right now, and here we go. I believe that before man, before the earth, before the beginning of time, the truth existed. It's the only thing that has never changed. It's the only thing that has never needed to change. I believe that unconditional love is the greatest gift you can give to this world and to yourself. I believe that there is only one race, the human race, and we're all in it together, whether we like it or not. I believe that forgiveness is not a gift to the person that wronged you. Forgiveness is a gift to yourself so that you may go on with your own life in peace. I believe that even though we express ourselves individually, our spirits are all a part of the same being, the one who created all things. I believe that my true reflection will never be seen in a mirror before me, but in the eyes and hearts of the people I share my life with. I believe that each of us has only one true gift we can give to this world, the gift of ourselves. Everything else will fall away. I believe that political power in the hands of religion has always, always led to tyranny. I also believe that political power in the hands of religion will always lead to tyranny. I believe that I have yet to meet a person who could not teach me something if I will only pay attention. I believe that every religion or designated path is in itself a cult, for no other reason than it narrows your mind from the broader realities. I believe that your soul is as unique as the fingerprints on your hand. No one knows what you have learned and of the journey which brought you here. No one, that is, except you. That's why it's important to share. I believe that hugs make kids grow, and they're not bad for adults either. I believe that though I am but a drop in the ocean, I am still the ocean. So are you. I believe that if your heart is at peace with the life you are living and your soul is at peace with your creator, whoever you consider that creator to be, that everything else is just icing on the cake. I believe that hate is a poison to the soul of the person that is doing the hating. I believe that all who teach us leave a part of their soul in ours. I believe that in our darkest and most personally damned moments, there is a light shining brightly to guide us, and we never realize that till long years have given us perspective. I believe that your life is a reflection of your perspective on it. If you go around seeing things as being terrible, then they inherently will be. I believe that I have much to learn, and I will enjoy every moment of learning it. Okay, that's what I've got right now. I change this up every now and then. But what do you believe? What has your life taught you? What convictions have shown or led your path, brightened or led your path? Each of us is different. Our lives are different. We've each learned different things. We've gained different perspectives from all that we have done. What do you believe? Truly, have you ever sat down and just put in words what it is that you believe. It's not an easy task, you know. They say the unexamined life isn't worth living, but the examined life, man, it's a pain in the ass. You know, think about it. What do you honestly believe? Write it down. It makes it easier when somebody asks, you know, and they say, well, are you a Christian? And you say, well, no, I'm not. And they say, well, what is it you believe? If you have it written down, you can actually just hand them a list. That works for me. I mean, that way it eliminates confusion. You don't feel quite so put on the spot. It makes life easier. Share with us, what is it that you believe? This is Mr. Whoopi. Love and light to each of you, my friends.